I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Donison strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. We're coming to you with the WBBL 06 season all wrapped up. So last night, the Sydney Thunder stormed to a crushing 7-wicket win over the Melbourne Stars. I don't think anyone predicted that coming. It was pretty outrageous scenes at North Sydney Oval last night, wasn't it, LJ?
It absolutely was. The Melbourne Stars were dominant all season, finished on top of the table, red-hot favourites to take out their maiden title, but were stunningly upset by the Sydney Thunder, who just dominated with the ball. Shabnam Ismail, rightly player of the match.
And LJ, what was your favourite moment from last night's final?
It would have to be seeing Sammy Jo Johnson get her third consecutive medal. She has achieved the three-peat. She's the only one to have done it. And it was awesome to catch up with her after the game and find out what it meant to her to win a title with her new club. What was yours, Em?
For me, I think it definitely has to be seeing those Thunder youngins, the likes of Phoebe Litchfield, Hannah Darlington, teenagers but still living their best lives after winning WBBL trophy, mixing it with the likes of Rachel Haynes, Heather Knight, Tammy Beaumont, international superstars, but seeming so at ease and just, yeah, soaking up the atmosphere at North Sydney Oval was outstanding. And at the ground on Saturday night, we were lucky enough to catch up with some of the Thunder superstars after they lifted the trophy. So we spoke with Heather Knight, who was up and about after winning her first WBBL title after moving to the Thunder. We also caught up with Sammy Jo Johnson, who's got her third WBBL trophy in a row after moving from the Brisbane Heat to the Sydney Thunder, as well as Sydney Thunder captain Rachel Haynes, who was just stoked with the way her bowlers came out and tore through that Melbourne Stars batting order to set up a thumping win for her team.
Congratulations, Heather. WBBL title. How's it feel?
Yeah, great. I think we really built into the finals, and I think almost the semi-final was worse than the final. Just we're super excited to be here tonight, and yeah, we just brought our A game. Amazing from the bowlers. I've loved being a part of this side. They've made me feel part of the team straight away, obviously coming over from the Hurricanes last year. So yeah, super chuffed for the young guns, and I know they've got a very bright future ahead of them.
I did sense a really relaxed vibe with the team today. Did you guys just have loads of momentum from Thursday night that you took into today?
Yeah, I think so. I think we had a lot of belief. We've won some really tight pressure moments, and we've almost been playing knockout cricket for the last sort of 2-3 group games. So we had that experience of doing that, and we have a lot of experience in the squad alongside those young players as well. So just sort of doing it one ball at a time, and kept saying to Sammy Jo, she's the lucky charm. So three in a row for her, so super excited for her.
And yourself and Trevor have a very good record of winning titles now. What's it like working with him?
Yeah, it's great. I love Trev to bits. Worked with him a long time, and he's someone that's very close to me as well. So I'm super happy for him. Obviously won the last KSL last year, and to come out here and win the Big Bash with him as well, it's been great. So yeah, that's the main reason for me coming.
Awesome.
Really to work with Trevor again, and yeah, I'm super stoked for him because he's just very relaxed. He trusts people, he knows what they need, and obviously knows me very well and knows how to get the best out of me. So yeah, I've loved working with him again.
I know you spoke about the decision to come over here and how it was a bit tough. Has this made it all worthwhile?
Yeah, it has. It's been worth the sacrifice. I think even if we didn't win tonight, it's been a great competition. I've really enjoyed playing in it. I feel like I've learned a lot as well. But yeah, definitely makes the sacrifice all worthwhile. And yeah, I'm just super excited to get home now, see my partner and my family.
Sammy Joe was talking about how your group embraced the hub life and some of the fun you were having on the floor. How important do you think that was?
Yeah, super important. I think the one positive about obviously being in a hub, you get to know the girls very well because you have to. You spend every day with them, and I've really enjoyed getting to know them. There's been a few pranks, lots of card games, a bit of poker, but yeah, we've really grown tight as a group, which is really nice and really important to have that sort of trust and belief in your teammates in big games like this.
Yeah, someone did mention something about your mattress going missing.
Yeah, that was one of many pranks that I had during the first couple of weeks, but yeah, I definitely gave as good as I got, and yeah, it was the girls' way of welcoming me and making me feel comfortable, which they did.
Where did they put it?
It was in the fire escape, but I actually got one of them back. I waited because I didn't want to give them the satisfaction of going out there. I waited, and one of them knocked on the door, and I threw a cold bucket of water in her face. So yeah, I generally give as good as I get.
Absolutely brilliant. And what did you make of the performances of youngsters like Hannah Darlington in this tournament?
Amazing. For someone like Hannah, so young, to have that composure under pressure. She's won really key moments for us. She's got ice in her veins, and she's a real mature youngster. I can see her leading this team in the future, a long way down the line, and yeah, to do this in her second season and back up the brilliant season she had last year, just yeah, super chef for her and obviously a few other of the youngsters as well. It's really exciting for the franchise that they've got those girls coming through, and they've had a great experience this year and hopefully on to bigger and better things next year.
And just to wrap it up, do you think you'll be back in lime green next year?
Yeah, I have to look at the schedule. Obviously 2022 is pretty mad in terms of international cricket, but I don't see myself playing for anyone else, so if I do come out, I'll definitely be in green.
Cool. Thanks, Heather. Enjoy the celebrations.
Sammy Joe, your third WBBL title, how does it feel?
Yeah, pretty ridiculous. The girls are giving me a little bit of stick about it, but you know what? I just said this group's been amazing this whole tournament. I'm really, really proud to be a part of such a great club.
That bowling performance from the Thunder was really something else. What do you think sparked it? Like, how did you come out and just be so on from the get-go in this final?
I just think we're playing fearless cricket, and when we do that, we play our best brand of cricket, and we knew that we had to attack their best batters hard from the start, and I think we put them under a lot of pressure to start with. Yeah, like I said, I'm just so proud of this group and everything we've been able to achieve this year.
Shabnim Ismail gets Meg Lanning. What are you thinking then?
You beauty. Nah, Meg's a superstar. You've got to take your chances. She obviously offered up a couple early doors. Obviously, we didn't take them, but credit to Shabs for the way that she's bowled throughout the tournament. She's quick, fiery, and scary as hell.
And how do the Thunder celebrate this one tonight?
Yeah, well, obviously, get to see the family and the fans in the crowd, so spend a little bit of time with them, and then obviously head back to the hub for one more night, and what happens in the hub stays in the hub.
Good stuff, Sammy Joe.
Thank you.
Rach, your second WBBL title, how does it feel?
It feels incredible, to be honest. I think, you know, to get through the year that and come away with the title, it's a really special occasion. And, yeah, I'm just so thrilled for the group. There's a lot of young players here who have able to experience something pretty special, and hopefully, yeah, they can stay together for a couple of years longer and do some more.
Shabnim Ismail gets Meg Lanning. What's running through your mind then?
You beauty. You know, obviously we put her down earlier on in the innings, and I thought, oh, I hope she doesn't make us pay for that. I've been on her side plenty of times when she has. So yeah, but you know, for us, we just spoke about that the whole time, just making sure we get in the contest for the next ball. And yeah, Ismail was on absolute fire tonight. It was unbelievable bowling. So yeah, she did an amazing job to get some key wickets.
Yeah, the bowling group has just been like on another level for you guys. What do you think's been clicking so well for them? Like, what's been the secret?
Oh, I think there's a really nice blend of youth and experience in there, and they're really clear on their roles, and they want to be in those big moments. That's the thing that stands out to me. Even HD the other night, she wanted the ball in her hand. Such amazing signs, I think. So yeah, I think they enjoy working together, which yeah, obviously shows out on the field.
We'll let you celebrate.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, Rach.
We are joined today, as always, by former Aussie leg spinner and ABC commentator Kristen Beams. Beamsy, you're a Stars woman through and through. Firstly, sum up your emotions for us after last night's final.
Well, I was really surprised at how emotional I kind of felt. I think when you're not necessarily a part of it, but I think knowing so many of the players, knowing how far the team has gone, how good the team has been, I think everyone who's a Stars fan has probably felt pretty flat, I think, after last night. But, you know, they've had an incredible season. And I think that's probably something to remember, going from the bottom of the table to the top of the table has been massive. But, yeah, I just feel for the girls. It was so hard to watch them hurting and you know, what was a game that probably they felt they should have won.
Yeah, and from the get-go, the Thunder bowling attack just looked on with Sammy Jo Johnson and Shabnam Ismail. What was running through your mind in those first few overs?
Yeah, I just think Ismail was so good against the Hurricanes, and she just looked like she was getting better and better. And, you know, she got a little look in with the Thunder bowling first, and it seems like they were just really on, and they weren't going to miss a beat. And there was no respite for the Stars top order. And I think when you can do that, you can swing the ball, you can bowl quick, you're going to put pressure on any batting lineup, let alone a batting lineup in a final. And it's such an important game. I think it just goes to show how good that bowling is. They were coming up against two of probably the world's best batters at different times.
Yeah, Ismail has been on another level the whole tournament and as well last night. What do you think has made her so good and so unplayable last night as well as throughout the tournament?
I heard her say that, you know, she was nearly angry before she even went out there. And I think for her, I think she's just a good example of a player that knows what she needs to get going. And then I think that's a really important thing. So if it's the anger is the thing that she can channel to see her bowl spells like that, then if I was a coach, I'd be like, get as angry as you can. Like, what can we do to get her angry in the warm-up? Because if she can perform like that, wow, like, what an asset. And I think it's really nice to see people get better and better as the tournament goes. And, you know, she's obviously really embraced the hub life and enjoying her time in Australia. And we've spoken so much about that. If you can embrace the hub and do well in that environment, then, well, you can pretty much do it well anywhere in the world, but you're going to get better and better. So she's probably a good example of someone who I think's probably handled the tournament really well and peaked at the right time.
And Sammy Jo Johnson now has her third straight WBBL title. What have you made of her this season after her move to the Thunder?
Yeah, I thought she's been incredible for them. And I've heard people talk about her leadership and how that's been really important to them as well, and along with Rachel Haynes and Heather Knight. So I think to have senior players like that around your team are really important. And she just hasn't put a foot wrong. I mean, when you think about the next selection for the next Australian T20 team, then I'd have to think her name is very much in the forefront, because, again, when we look at her across a shortened tournament, lots of games of cricket, I think her pace has stayed the same. She's swinging the ball and she's bowling key overs. So she's going to give, I think, that Australian team something that I think could be handy. I don't think we've seen the best with her with the bat, but I think when you can produce that, you're the leading wicket taker. We know she can play that role. I think what she can do with the bat will sort of follow, and it becomes that second string to her bow.
Yeah, for sure. And watching the match last night, was there a moment where you sort of thought, oh yeah, the Thunder have got this in the bag, this will do it for them?
Yeah, it's a hard one, because I think you look at those situations in games and you probably think as a player, you go, wow, like this is probably going to be really hard work. But I think when we look at the both innings, it's that old sort of cliche of like, you've got to see both teams play on the wicket. I think, you know, once the Thunder sort of got into their work early on in that batting lineup, I think then it was probably going to be really hard from a Stars point of view. It felt like it was going to take a really special individual bowling performance. I thought Alana King was pretty good. It was probably going to have to be the leg spinner or Catherine Brunt to break it open. And unfortunately, they just weren't able to do that in that second innings.
And what did you make of Meg's decision to bat first?
Yeah, I think people will always be critical of it. I think when we talk about, you know, people say like Meg Lanning likes to chase, but then at the same time, I understand the theory of wanting to get runs on the board in a final. I think if they had have posted 130, 140, I think we would have all sat around and said they're probably in the box seat. So I think it's a tough one. I think in hindsight, that's a beautiful thing. I'm sure if they look back and you looked at the game and looked how the pitcher would have played and said to righto, let's do the toss again, I'm sure Meg would have bowled in that situation. So it can be a really tough one as a captain when you make the decision and then the conditions don't play exactly how you would want. I think that's a challenge. But that wicket was different to, I think, what we've seen so far. And, you know, it would have been lovely to see a brand new wicket with pace and bounce and carry, but it was what it was. And I think the Thunder played very well to the conditions and no doubt would have bowled first themselves.
Yeah. And on the topic of leaders, Rachel Haynes has been all class throughout this tournament. And as a player and a person, she's just an outstanding leader. What do you make, like, from your experiences, what does she bring to a team?
I think she just brings that real sense of calm. I think she's very even tempered the whole way through. And I think you really need that from a captain. You know, I think she sort of says that they think she's a bit serious and she's a bit older. And I think that's a really good thing to have. I think they've got such a young group, is to have that sort of leader that they all sort of look up to and probably see her more as being that sort of big sister. I think that's really important. She is still very funny, Rachel Haynes. She doesn't give it away very often, but I think she's a really good personality to have around. And tactically, there's probably not many better than Rachel Haynes. And I think when she moves her bowls around and the way she did that was so, so good. And I think that's been part of the success for the Thunder, is actually the use of those bowlers.
And on a similar note, Meg has played a massive role in reviving the Stars this year. Do you see a big future for her and for that team?
Yeah, I do. I think what they've got with the young players that they've got, I think if they can keep them signed up for a long period of time, I think they're going to have really long-term success as a team. And I see them sort of nearly setting themselves up in the same way the Sixers did. So I think they've got that capacity to grow and grow and grow. And maybe, just maybe, this loss and that hurt will be something that really drives them to make sure that they really kind of put the foot on the throat in the coming seasons and make sure that they get that title. Because I think undoubtedly they had a team of talented players that could have won that final last night.
For sure. And Beamsy, it's been an absolute roller coaster of a season, WBBL 06. Any final reflections from you? Like, what did you make of the tournament as a whole?
I just thought it was incredible to see the tournament sort of reach new heights again. I think we probably were all a little bit wondering whether it was going to plateau out a little bit, how much the hub was going to affect things. But to actually see the cricket on the improve was really, really good. I liked the role of the pace bowlers in this tournament. I think spin has dominated for a long time, so it was so nice to see young, quick bowlers doing really well. And I'm sort of, the most thing that I'm really looking forward to is seeing what the next Australian team looks like. I think there were so many amazing performances, and everyone in that current Australian team would probably be feeling a little bit under the pump. And I think that's great for Australian cricket, that there's so many players that have put their hand up in this tournament to say, hey, I want to get an Australian gig. So I think I'm just waiting for that Australian team and hope that maybe some of those players that have been successful during the WBBL get their chance.
Yeah, the future is definitely bright. Beamsy, thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of The Scoop. It's been wonderful to have your unrivaled insights, and we look forward to chatting to you, hopefully, when the WNCL gets going.
Oh, I can't wait. Thanks very much, guys.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's episode of The Scoop, and for all of you that have tuned in throughout an epic WBBL 06 season. LJ, what's on the horizon in the women's game?
All the players are going to have a well-deserved rest for at least a couple of weeks now. And in the new year, the WNCL will return. The schedule is yet to be revealed, but we're hearing mid-January for a start there. So stay tuned for that. And the Australian women will hopefully be in action early in the new year as well.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.